my name is Igwehio Molerabo. I work with the Kuka Center as a programs officer, and I am the project officer for the project titled Mitigating the Impact of COVID-19 on Nigeria's Most Vulnerable Communities. The essence of this project is to sensitize individuals in hard-to-reach areas in 6 states on the impact and the effects of COVID-19 in an effort to help sensitize them and spread the stop of the virus. So we are going to be carrying out this project over a course of 5.5 months and in 6 states. These 6 states are Adamawa, Kaduna, Kano, Katsina, Plateau, and Sokoto. The reason we chose these 6 states is because they have a high level of internal displaced persons, and they are states that are also very prone to huge amounts of violence. And so with this project, we aim to document evidence of COVID-19, find out the impact of COVID-19 on local communities, especially the impact on women and children, and also document and note any emerging threats to insecurity and violence. Because we know that with the restrictions in movement and in lockdown, there has been a spike in incidences of insecurity. And so going forward, what we hope to do with this information is that we hope to influence policy at the state and national levels, where we deploy key stakeholders from the local communities to the state level, and lastly at the national level through members of the NPC who will engage with key government agencies to help mitigate the spread of this virus. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Vicham Hajara Waziri, and I work for the Kuka Center, and on this project, I am the gender officer. The gender components of this project will be looking at how COVID-19 has affected men, women, and children in vulnerable communities. And we would also be creating gender-sensitive content, which we would use for our media engagement as well as for our community engagement. The aim of the gender component is to recommend important and valuable gender-sensitive policies to the members of the National Peace Committee, most especially the female members of the National Peace Committee, which would also bring out relevant policies on how COVID-19 has affected women and girls in vulnerable communities. These policies would be used to engage the National Peace Committee members as well as top government officials at the national level to see how best to involve women in drafting out measures to mitigate the spread of COVID-19, as well as how women can be included in peace building processes, knowing fully well that during the lockdown there have been high rise of domestic violence and rape cases across the country. By so doing, we wish to present the issues and concerns of women and girls in local communities to best know how to involve them in mitigating the spread of COVID-19, as well as how we can involve more women in peace-building processes across the country. Thank you.
My name is Ayobami Atulagbe, and I'm the media officer for this project, Mitigating the Impact of COVID-19 on Nigeria's Most Vulnerable Communities. And for this project, as being the media officer, we look forward to having the right information being disseminated to the right people so that they can have the right information and work on it. And beyond all, we're looking at making use of both the old and new media. And when we say the old, we're looking at the television and the radios so that people that are having access to it can maximize that. And at the other end, people that are having the access to the new media in the likes of the social media, the likes of it, I don't want to mention names, but they can have access to this information as well. At a very glance of their phone, they can have reach and maximize the information through videos, through pictures, through podcasts, and they can maximize this. So through that, it can help them in getting the right information through the mitigating of this impact and also creating a lasting peace for Nigeria. And that is what TKC, the Kuka Center, is up to. Thank you very much.